Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve the relationship between ourselves and our spouse and our families. The name that we're going to talk about today is Al-Muqtadir, which means the determiner or the one who can determine the outcome of all else. Now, when we talk about the idea of qadar, often the question arises, and many times with our own children, the question may arise in terms of predestination and free will. And the question may come to be in terms of if everything is predetermined, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muqtadir, the determiner of the outcome, then why should I try? Why should I put in effort into what I do day in and day out? And this is where the beautiful concept of tawakkul comes into play. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all planners, knowing that He is al-muqtadir, we still have it upon us to strive. We still have it upon us to take those steps that implement the actions that we know we should do, we must do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while knowing that the outcome remains in the hands of Allah, in the hands of Al-Muqtadir. And so, you know, we often reference the situation of Hajar radiallahu anha and Ismail, when the infant Ismail began to cry of thirst in the desert. Hajar, knowing full well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was al-muqtadir, the determiner of all outcomes, still did her part. And she strove 7 times back and forth between Safa and Marwa, looking for that water, committing to what we know as al-sa'i, which means to strive, and which we replicate today when we go to Umrah or Hajj. And she committed to that striving because knowing that Allah is al-muqtadir does not take away from our actions, does not take away from our part in doing that which is most pleasing to Him. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-muqtadir, allows us to always take part in those actions that are pleasing to Him, while knowing full well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all planners and the best of all determiners. Jazakumullahu khair for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.